It is the day before Easter, and all through WCR Towers, not a creature was stirring. Thank you. Not even a...
Mouse! Mouse! Ah!
What is it, Mr. Pop?
There's a mouse! A really great big hairy mouse somebody hopping all around about outside! Ah!
You what?
I said, there's a mouse!
I know what you said. Don't worry. Look, I've got the perfect solution. Dr. Strangelove was in the studio earlier, and he's left behind this contraption.
What is it?
It's an automated rat catcher. But it'll work just as well for Mises. I think he needed it for his room at the Weirdery. For, as you know, he gets a number of pesky rodents in his bathroom.
Rats?
The very same. Now, I reckon it's very simple. Look, you just program in your instructions, and away it goes. Oh, that was stupid of me.
What did you do?
I told it to self-destruct.
Why?
Well, I weren't to know that it actually would self-destruct, were I? I mean, why build a self-destruct button into these kind of machines anyway?
Mouse! The mouse has just entered the building!
That's not a mouse!
Quick, hide behind the trees!
Ollipop, that is not a mouse!
I know it's not a mouse. It's a giant mouse!
It's not even the big cheese, like the cheese that you're currently hiding behind. That is quite obviously a rabbit.
Big ruddy rabbit.
It's me, you fool!
Dr. Strangelove, I presume.
You presume? You presume correct.
Can I say something? I want to say something.
Be my guest.
Why the hell is he dressed as a rabbit?
Ah, now I reckon I can answer that.
Can you?
Yeah, he's about to sing Bright Eyes.
Wrong, actually.
What, you're not going to sing about fruit, are you?
No, I am going to surprise you all by not singing anything. I am, in fact, dressed up as the Easter Boomy.
The Easter what?
The Easter Boomy?
Ah, yes, he means the Easter Bunny.
Yes, and I'm here to let you know that Easter is finally here. And to celebrate, you, me, Jenny Tastic and the Nixter, we're all going to do a bit of egg rolling down Whitmore Hill.
Oh, great. Can I come too?
I don't know. Can you come too? I'll have to see. Come along with us to see Nixter's egg decorating shop and you'll find out.
Smashing.
Right, here we are!
Where's here?
It's Nixter's egg decorating shop, silly. Now, come on, then. Dr. S, press the buzzer.
Ah! Make sure you use the right buzzer, dear.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Have you seen the weather outside, dear?
No, dear.
Looks like rain, dear.
Really, dear?
Yeah, just dropping from the sky, dear.
It'll be perfect for your stag do then, dear.
If I might interrupt for 1 second, my egg sack is empty and I'm not a happy bunny.
What?
It's okay, Ollipop. I know what he means. He wants to know if I've painted enough eggs for the great egg rolling event.
Oh, great. You know, I've been really looking forward to this. I can come, can't I?
Sure you can.
Smashing.
It's okay, Mr. Pop. You've already done that joke.
There, I hope it's not a reference to the inevitable egg-shattering event that's about to happen in the next 5 minutes or so, is it?
I swear I haven't the faintest idea of what you're all talking about.
Oh, good, because if you were to smash all of my finely painted eggs, I'd be very upset.
And you don't want to upset the Nixter. She's got some very strong words.
Up and happy.
It's time for...
Nixter's
word of the week.
Yeah, like today's word of the week is...
Yeah?
Palooka.
We've had that one.
Yes, we most certainly have, you palooka.
Ooh!
My, that is a strong word.
Nixter's
word of the week.
I wonder who that could be.
Oh, that'll be Jenny-tastic. I told her to fix Dr. Strangelove's rat-catching robot. She must have fixed it.
Hello! Hello! Strange!
Strange!
Blimey, it's like I'm seeing double.
Yes, and finally I'm here.
Sorry, who exactly are you again?
Chicken Fajitas.
Ah, welcome back, Jenny-tastic.
Back? I haven't been anywhere yet, unless you count my frequent visits to see my hoptician.
Hoptician?
Yes, he deals with short-sighted frogs.
Is an old joke.
Yes, well, never mind about that. Have you finished rebuilding my rat-catching robot?
Yes, it's just parked outside.
What? In the car?
It is the car.
What?
Yeah. As I was rebuilding it, I thought, Hang on. This can't be right. It's looking more and more like a motor car. But then again, it is difficult rebuilding something without knowing what it actually looks like in the first place, not having actually seen it before, and it's not as if it came with any instructions.
It did too come with instructions. Look at that bit of paper I gave you.
Eggs, milk, brown sauce, hamster-powered doomsday device.
Oh, damn! I must have given you the wrong piece of paper. That's my shopping list.
Could have been worse. Could have been another one of your scripts.
Shut up! So, Jenny-tastic, what you are trying to tell me is that my prized rat-catching robot, originally designed in order for me to catch rats, is now in the shape of a motor car.
Well, yeah, but it still catches rats.
Does it? Well, I'll be the judge of that. Let us both go outside and test it.
Okay.
Honestly, it's all going it.
Sorry, you talking to me? I'd fallen asleep.
Well, that's not surprising. It's been ages since we last had a line.
And on today of all days.
Hang on, what's so special about today, Nixter?
It's Easter Saturday.
Oh yeah!
There it is.
Ah! My newly redesigned rat catcher.
Yeah, I reckon it should become your next strange mobile.
What a good idea!
After all, a fast-growing celebrity like you shouldn't be seen driving around on a mollusk.
Oh no, people would think I was a slugabed. Get it?
No.
Oh, never mind. Show me how to switch it on.
I'm not sure if I know how to do that.
Well, you built it and you rode it here.
Well, yeah, hang on, just a tick. You need to put the keys in the ignition.
What? You mean like this?
Yeah, that's it.
See? It's easy when you use your noggin.
Rat.
I beg your pudding.
Giant rat detected in close proximity.
Oh, really? Well, show me where he is and I'll pulverise him. Oh, no, wait, that's your job.
Must pulverise rat.
Dr. Strangelove, it seems to be looking at you.
But of course it's looking at me. I'm the one that's talking to it.
No, I mean it's after you. It thinks you're the rat.
What?
Immediate destruction of rat.
No, wait, stop.
Destroy rat.
But I'm not a rat, you stupid heap of tin. I am the Easter Boomy.
Bunny.
Whatever.
Launching giant-sized anti-rat missiles in 3, 2, 1.
No!
Is everyone okay?
I'm not. The entire building just collapsed on top of me, and it's totally ruined the ears of my rabbit suit.
Nixter's egg decorating shop! It's destroyed!
So are my eggs too.
Oh, it's no yolk. The eggs are all gone. Thousands of them reduced to goo.
Will somebody get me out of this safe?
What's he doing in the safe?
When we had the missiles launched, Olipop asked us which was the safest place to hide.
And you said the safe.
Best place for him, I reckon.
Let me out! Let me out!
What do you reckon? Should he be let out?
No, it was him who destroyed my lovely egg decorating shop. Now we'll have nothing to roll down the hill.
Or will we? Ah, you know what, Nixter? I'm getting an idea.
The following morning.
Okay, so remind me again, why are we standing on top of this hill?
Simple! It's because it's Easter, and we're about to roll some eggs.
But we haven't got any eggs left.
Exactly.
Well, that's a really stupid state of affairs, isn't it? What are we going to roll if we haven't got any eggs?
Ah, simple. We're going to roll you.
What? No, you are not rolling me down that hill.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yes, look, think of it as a way of cheering up the Nixter. It was your fault that all their eggs got broken.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. You broke the robot in the first place.
Lies. You were the one that broke the robot. You programmed it to self-destruct. You even said so yourself.
Did I?
Yes, you did. If anything, it should be me that's going to roll you downhill. You're fat enough.
Nah, not me. Got a wedding planned soon.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I've just had an idea. How about we use this opportunity to conduct a scientific experiment?
Does it involve dressing up?
St- not compulsory.
Well, hurry up then, it's getting freezing up here.
Okay. The idea is this. I'm wanting to know which one of these will reach the bottom of the hill first. Olipop or...
Yes?
An Olipop model.
Oh no, not that flipping Olipop model again. I thought that they'd all been destroyed.
Not so. This and many like it survived thanks to the Olipop fan club.
What? I have a fan club?
Yes, this is a fan. And this is a club.
Ah!
See you at the bottom of the hill. Right, now, Jenny-tastic, drop the Olipop model.
Okay. Olipop models away!
What a laugh, isn't it just?
You know, I almost feel guilty.
Why should you? This is funny.
Yes! And just to make this scientific experiment all the more interesting, I have set up a few different kinds of distractions.
Really? What kind of distractions?
Well, sort of like a beautiful lady.
Hello, big boy.
Isn't she lovely? Hello.
A sandwich salesman.
Sandwiches! Get your lovely sandwiches here! Sandwiches!
Save a tuna one for me! And no wood lice!
And not to mention all of the exotic wildlife I had imported just to please our little naturalist.
Wow, look at that lovely tiger. Look at that kangaroo and the chimpanzee swing up the elephant's trunk and
Aha!
Sounds like Olipop's reached the bottom of the hill.
Both of them have.
Right. Did anyone see which one hit the bottom first?
I don't know. I was too busy distracted by that beautiful lady. sorry, dear. Didn't see you there.
He had his eyes on the wrong bottom.
Look!
What?
I'm afraid that he's got a bit badly bruised in that fall. See, Olipop's head has come off.
Oh, yes?
But which one is it?
What?
Is the one with the broken head the real Ollie? Or the Olipop model?
I don't know. Let's have a closer look.
They're both exactly the same. How are you going to tell them apart?
I don't know.
Well, does it matter?
I suppose not.
I mean, we've got to fix him whether he's the model or not. Has anybody got any glue?